Giro d'Italia riders brace for a grueling 1,000-kilometer transfer from Bulgaria before their first rest day in Italy. This journey includes a flight and time change, but expectations are high for a smooth transition as they prepare for Stage 4 in Catanzaro. What follows reveals how far logistical improvements have come in cycling. JCO Al-Ula sports director Steve Cummings recalls the chaotic transfers of the past, citing an unforgettable 12-hour boat ride during the 2007 Giro, highlighting the unpredictable nature of those earlier races. Today's transfers involve a more organized approach, with teams allocated 18 seats per flight, 8 for riders and 10 for staff. Cummings notes that while there's always a caveat when it comes to flight logistics, the current setup looks promising. Riders will carry personal bags on the flight, while their equipment is sent on a cargo plane arriving the next day in Italy. Despite the lengthy journey, the improved organization allows teams to focus on recovery before diving back into the intense competition. With a well-structured plan in place, the Giro d'Italia continues to evolve, making the race more manageable for the athletes.